Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Luke Bajinski, Outreach Pastor, bringing you today's Daily Phil message, which I entitled, Even Greater Things. In John 14, 12, Jesus, while saying His goodbyes to His disciples, makes an amazing statement. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in Me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Wait a minute, which works is Jesus referring to? Does He mean miracles? What exactly did Jesus mean by even greater things? How we answer these questions has profound implications for life and ministry. I've heard all kinds of answers being offered. I've heard preachers claim on the basis of this passage that all believers will perform miracles as long as they have enough faith. I've also seen preachers perform exegetical gymnastics with this passage to say the exact opposite, to eliminate any expectation of supernatural works in a believer's life. I don't think Jesus meant we will perform greater miracles than He did, but how would you rank miracles anyway? But He certainly expected His mission to be continued and accompanied by supernatural works. After all, the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. I personally think even greater things refers to the growth of the movement and the scope and impact of the ministry to come. But instead of theology, I'd like to share my experience from being involved in global missions. I've had the unique privilege of traveling to many countries and seeing a global church in action on 6 continents. I've shared meals with amazing brothers and sisters in the world's mega cities and in tribal villages. I've met Christian leaders who oversee rapidly multiplying movements of thousands of churches and hundreds of thousands of disciples. They all believe that John 14:12 applies to all followers of Jesus, not just the first few. They also believe that Jesus expects all of His followers to continue His mission, including continuing the works He did. Lastly, they believe that when Jesus said, and they will do even greater things than these, He actually meant what He said. He certainly wasn't trying to lower our expectations of what will happen. They don't just believe John 14:12 is true, they are living it and they have personal stories to back it up. Dreams, divine interventions, miracles, big and small. God is doing even greater things every day around the world, and He does it through ordinary men and women doing extraordinary works that can only be explained if God's supernatural power was involved. Meeting such believers around the world challenges my insufficient theology, limited experience, and relative lack of faith in what God can do in my life. It also encourages me, strengthens my faith, and raises my expectations. My prayer is that we as a church will see what God is doing around the world, allow ourselves to be challenged by it, and passionately pray for Him to do even greater things among us here in Escondido. And that you personally will lean into this astounding invitation to continue what Jesus started so that you can see what God can do through you. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.